there, which is our mannerism of life. I went into this office and through a chain of commands, I got into where this dignitary was and I began to talk with him. He was a great businessman. There he was making money, looking at the money, had a great enterprise. I sat down and I began to talk with him. And as he began to talk with me, he began to speak of money and the things of the world, which that's necessary for people to have in the world. They have to have a way of living. And as I talked to him, I listened for a few minutes, and then I turned to him and I said, "Sir," I said, "I want to say something." He said, "All right." I said, "How is it that you sit here in this office of all of the refineries, and you are here making money, and I'm out in the world preaching the gospel and trying to reach souls and win souls to God?" I said, "Sir, how is it that you feel it's not your responsibility and you feel it's my responsibility?" I said, "You are as responsible as I am." And I said, "And in the day of judgment, God will hold you responsible for people, all of the people I spoke of around the world or wherever." I said, "He will hold you responsible, because though you occupy an office and though you are in the upper echelon, as we would say, or though you are occupied or preoccupied with these things," I said, "it does not mean that God has left you as to the responsibility of reaching mankind and telling them about Jesus." Let's give the Lord a hand. Folks, this man was so astounded. He was so torn up in his spirit. Until when I left his office, I found out later that they had to give him a vacation, that he had to go see a psychiatrist, and all of this didn't do him any good. And the last resort was that he came to me, to my home, and visited with me and asked for God's sake for me to do something for him to help him regain his stability. So then tonight, I want you to know that whoever you are, whether you are a professional man or woman, whoever you are, whether you are the average individual that works for a living as to a common way of life, or whether you are in the upper echelon as to being rich and fabulous, or being a dignitary, or being some kind of a celebrity, I want you to know that you've got the responsibility of God tonight on you as to win souls. And you've got the responsibility of God tonight on you to tell people about Jesus. Because God is the creator of all human beings. And the Bible says, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord." So then tonight, I come to you in the name of the Lord, and I tell you your responsibility, and I come to encourage your faith, to help you be lifted up in God, that you may know that being often reproved, that you cannot harden your heart, that being often exhorted, you cannot stiffen your neck, that being often told about Jesus, he will require of you. For the Bible says, after that you've come to the knowledge of the truth, and then if you do not obey the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin, but only a fearful looking forward to the fiery indignation of God that shall devour his adversaries. For once you've been made partakers of the Word of God, and the wonderful power of the Word of the world to come, and you've tasted of the good Spirit of God, and that he has poured out his grace and his Spirit upon all flesh, and the rain is on the just and the unjust, and the tare is drinking in the rain just as much as anybody else. In that you've come to this knowledge, the Bible said, then to turn away and go your way and not to follow God, then the Bible said there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin, but the fearful, fiery indignation of God that shall devour his adversaries. So then tonight, let it not be said of us that we turn away from God, but let's go forward. For he said, "My soul shall have no pleasure in them that turn back." And the Bible tells us that with them that came out of Egypt, they did not enter into the rest of God because they murmured against the ministry and they would not submit to the right things of God. But it tells me that you that love the Lord, that love truth and meekness and righteousness, that God has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. And so then tonight, we are not they that draw back unto perdition, But we are they that go forward. God said, Moses, go forward. We are they that go forward. And we are entering into the rest of the Lord. The Bible said, beware. In that they did not enter in because of their unbelief, you beware lest you be cut off from that great promise of entering into the rest of the Lord. And so then tonight, I invite you to enter into the rest of God that was prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Can you understand what I'm saying tonight? See, to enter into the rest that was prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And the Bible said, he that hath entered into his rest, that is God's rest, has ceased from his own endeavors and efforts. So then tonight, by grace, through faith, are ye saved, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, lest any man should boast, and it is not of works, lest any man should boast, but it is the gift of God through his lovely Son, Christ Jesus, and it shall come to pass that whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So then tonight, let's give our hearts and lives to God. I appreciate the altar call last night. I felt a bondage break last night. The night before, I felt a bondage back in the audience. But last night, I did not feel that bondage in the audience last night. And tonight, I feel the spirit of liberty. The Bible said, wherever the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. I feel the liberty tonight. Let me say this in closing tonight. Folks, there are great things ahead for you. I've experienced these things. I want to say again, Paul was caught up into the third heaven and saw things that was not permissible for him to speak. He spoke of his great revelation and his great understanding of the mysteries of God, of which he was a steward. I have been privileged to enter into the heavens, and I have seen many hundreds and thousands of beautiful things as to the revelation of the Son of God. And I'm not exaggerating, folks. I'm not stretching things. If anything, it would be that I wouldn't say that was enough. Because I have seen thousands of things that's been given to me in the Spirit, the great, wonderful, hidden mysteries of God, which is called the meat of the Word. And you need to grow in the grace of the Lord. And you need to pray that God will grant unto you the spirit of revelation. One spirit, many operations. Pray that God will give you the spirit of revelation, because it's so beautiful to enter into these heavenly places. Let's stand together, can we? Brother Roger? I want to say again, it is a privilege to be here in this great city of Manila, and it is a privilege to be able to address your people and to talk with your people about the wonderful words of life. Jesus said, words of spirit and words of life. And if you've never had the privilege of taking these words into your heart, having them to turn into spirit and revelation and life, then I invite you to stay with God. Ask of God, and he will give you these wonderful, beautiful things, because he wants the church to have these wonderful things. Again, I say, it was said, why do you speak to these people in parables? And that the Bible said he spake unto them in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto the people. Why do you do this, seeing that they understand not what you say? He said, for it is not given unto them to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but unto you it is given. Revelation 10 and 7, and the Bible said the angel said, one foot on the land, one foot on the sea, raised his hands to heaven and swore by him that liveth forever and ever that time should be no more, and that in the days of the voice of the seventh angel the mystery of God should be finished, that he had declared to his servants the prophets. And folks, it would be so beautiful tonight if we could just share with you the revelation of what was meant by him standing on the land and the sea, and what was meant by declaring that time should be no more. I wish we could share it with you tonight. In these crusades, we have to stay with the simplicity of the gospel, preaching repentance and praying for divine deliverance. But back home a lot of times to the saints, or where we find saints around the different parts of the world that we can just sit down and talk to as Jesus did, or share with them as they're moving on, we share some of these wonderful mysteries of God. They're so beautiful. So beautiful. Hallelujah. Let's sing a little chorus together, Sister Dale. Can we sing Sweet Jesus? Let's sing Sweet Jesus. Can you sing that?
Sweet Jesus, what a wonder you are. You are brighter than the morning star.
Can you sing that with me?
You are fairer, much fairer than the lily that blooms by the way. You're more precious than gold.
Sing it again. Can you sing it?
Jesus, what a wonder you are. You are brighter than the morning star. You are fairer, much fairer than the moon that blooms by the way. You're more precious.
Sing it one more time. Can you?
Than gold. Jesus, what a wonder you are. You are brighter than the morning star. You are fairer than the lily that blooms by the way. You're more precious than gold. Jesus, sweet Jesus, what a wonder you are. You are brighter than the morning star.
Sing it with me now. While they're singing, I want you to come to the altar tonight. If you need anything from God, I want you to come tonight. If you want our prayers, I want you to come tonight. Can you step out and come to the altar tonight? Come on, folks. Come on, folks. Let's jump around the altar. Let's pray. You get in around the altar while we pray for you. And tonight, I want you to do the same thing. Night after night, let's gather in around the altar and show that we're standing into the hand of the Son of God. If you need salvation tonight, I want you to come on. Come on, folks. Let's believe on the Lord Jesus. It shall come to pass that whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. So tonight, come on. If you love the Lord, if you love His way tonight, come on. Come on, folks. Come on. I say again, the king's matter requires haste. So then tonight, hastily, come on down to the altar. Will you do that? Don't stay back there. You might say, well, Brother Pike, I'm already right with God. Even the more to come. Even the more so you can pray with these that are calling on the name of the Lord. God needs you. He expects of you. Someone would say, but Brother Pike, I'm not a Christian. Even the more to come. Even the more. Because the Bible said that everything that has breath, praise God. Like I told that executive, you're breathing God's breath. You're living in God's world. You're looking through God's eyes. You're walking with God's feet. It is God that created you and not yourself. It is God that made those eyes and those ears. It is God that created you. So then you owe praise to God. You owe praise to God tonight. You need to lift up your voice to God tonight. You need to lift up your voice tonight to God. Tell God tonight. Lift up your hands to God. Tell God tonight that you love Him. Folks, who knows? It might be like it was the day that Hezekiah. God may add 15 years to your life. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. The prophet said, thou shalt surely die. But he called on the name of the Lord. And the Lord added 15 years to his life. Listen to me. Did you know there's people that live to be of a great age? A great age. And you know why? Because they had time for God. Did you know there's people that die at a real early age? Because they don't have any time for God. They're too busy in the world. They kept on to your life. If not, it may be a wreck tomorrow. It may be a heart attack tomorrow. It may be sorrow tomorrow. It may be poverty, whatever.
Being often reproved, to stiffen your neck and to harden your heart. And the Bible said you'll be destroyed, and that without remedy. So tonight, let's gather around the altar and lift our hands up to God. Come on, folks. Come on, we're going to take a few more minutes before we start praying. Come on. You need a blessing tonight. You need a touch from God tonight.
We shall wear the crown in that new Jerusalem.
Come on, folks.
We'll wear the crown.
I still feel this. More people ought to come. Come on. Come on, there's more people than this. Come on. I want to bless you tonight. When I leave Manila, I want to look back and say, bless those people in the name of the Lord. And you are the people. So you come on tonight. You break loose from your traditions. You break loose from the witchcraft and doctrines of the world. You break loose from your own thoughts tonight. And the Bible said, lean not to your own understanding, but trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Come on, listen to the word tonight. The bride is saying, come. The bridegroom is saying, come. Let his brother will come and partake of the water of the bride freely tonight. Somebody say, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel the wonderful presence of God here tonight. I feel the Lord moving tonight. Hallelujah. We shall
yea, and I say unto thee tonight that I'm stretching forth my hands over the people that thou mightest come and be partakers of the divine love of God. And tonight I stretch forth my hand in mercy. I've given the blood of my Son upon the seat of atonement. But I say unto thee that if thou rebel, if thou shalt not hearken unto the Lord thy God, thy houses shall be left unto thee desolate, until ye say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand. I feel God tonight. Hallelujah. I feel God tonight. I feel God moving tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible said it shall not be him speaking, but God speaking from within him. Hallelujah. Is God concerned tonight? Hallelujah.
It's my everything.
Just taking my time. Just taking my time. Don't want any to perish. For he said, it's not my will that any should perish, but all should come to repentance and everlasting life. And the Bible said, God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But I'd rather that the wicked would repent and have everlasting life. Can you break that Nicolaitan spirit that's talking to you tonight out there? You in bondage, folks. Brother Pike isn't guessing. I know that you're there. I saw you night before last, and you're in a Nicolaitan spirit, the thing that God hates, and you're in a bondage, and you don't have the sovereignty of your own life. Satan has bound to you and enslaved to you, and you're enslaved tonight. You're enslaved tonight, and you can't get loose from your own thoughts tonight. Don't let anything hinder you. Don't let anything hold you. Don't let anybody influence you. Go for God tonight. Do something for God tonight. I hope tomorrow night that I can clarify things a little bit by speaking on the three minds that I spoke of, to let you know that you're in bondage tonight, that you're in bondage tonight to the fleshly elements of the world, and your spirit and your soul, your mind and your body is bound to the things of the world, which means you are the bond child. You are the bond child, no free child, which has the liberty of the sons of God. And then there's the bond's child. And you're in bondage to the beggarly elements of the world. You're the bond's child. This mind of Lucifer that savors the things that be of the world, you're in bondage to the beggarly elements tonight. But, beloved friend, break that bondage tonight. Break that bondage tonight. And come to the Lord. Come to the Lord. Be God's free child tonight. Be God's free child tonight. Hallelujah.
tomorrow, because in me.
I will charge up to be blessed in the sight of God. God bless it in the sight of God. Tonight, I will express the wonderful thing that God has bestowed on me for them to love Him and fear Him. The Bible said, I have not seen, and ear have not heard, and neither have it entered into the heart of men at any time, the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. But He has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. So then tonight, God made these things revelations unto babes as well. You're blessed, folks. You're blessed. You better surrender your heart to God. And you better calling upon the name of the Lord for salvation. You're blessed tonight. You're great and mighty people tonight. There's no words of expression as to what you are in your Heavenly Father tonight. You're so great and so mighty. I feel the privilege tonight to be numbered with the saints of God tonight and to be a part of this great body. And Solomon said, who can speak to be so great a people? Even gods as Jesus has called you. So then tonight, you own everything. I saw the Christian people like you. I saw them stand before me. And I heard God saying, these are the beloved. These are the children of the resurrection. These are the children of peace. These are those that will reign and rule forever. These are they that made it into the millennium. These are they that survived the outpouring of the wrath of God as to the fine brimstone. And these shall sorrow no more. And these shall hunger no more. The Bible says, and these stood before Jesus, they shall thirst no more. For the Lamb shall lead them to mountains of living waters. Hallelujah. I feel your spirit tonight. I feel your faith tonight. I feel his presence tonight. Hallelujah. Let him have his way tonight. Let's worship God. Let's be free in the spirit. The Bible says, babe, if the Son is made free, they're free indeed. So tonight, let's be free in the spirit. Let's worship God tonight. Can you lift up your hands? Can you lift up your hands? Many of you back in the audience that's still in bondage that can't come, at least you lift your hands up tonight. Lift your hands up back in the audience back yonder. Lift your hands up and give God a chance to break that bondage off of you and to take away the iniquity of your heart and lives. Lift those hands up. Lift those hands up. Lift those hands up. Come on, folks. Lift your hands up. That's right. Can you give him a wave offering while they're singing? Can you? Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? Hallelujah. Let's just lift our hands up and love him tonight. Can you do that? Hallelujah. Let him come on through, brother. Lift your hands up and love him. Can you lift your hands up and love him? All through the audience, lift your hands up. Remember, tomorrow night is the last night of this crusade. Lift your hands up and love the Lord tonight. Lift your hearts up to God. Let's believe with all of our heart. Are you a believer tonight? Are you a believer tonight? Jesus said, according to your faith, so be it unto you. According to your faith, are you a believer tonight? Are you a believer tonight? Let's lift up our faith in God. Let's show God we believe tonight. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For the Bible said, he that cometh to God must believe that he is and believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Where are the ministry brethren tonight? Where are my ministry brethren tonight? He that cometh to God must believe that he is and believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let's lift our hands up and love Jesus, can we? Can you give the Lord a hand tonight? Can you lift your hands up and love the Lord tonight? Hallelujah. Let him come, brother. Well, I'm a minister. Where are my minister brethren? Okay, they're coming. They're coming. We try to pray every hour. We try to pray for just as many as we possibly can from night to night. And we're going to pray for as many as we can tonight. And tomorrow night, the Lord's willing, as you're here,
heal you. Let's lift our hands up now. Let's pray together. Father, singing. Father, in your name tonight, I ask you to heal these people. Father, they come with all sincerity tonight, and divine, expecting you to heal. We're expecting you to heal because you said this is what you want to do. So tonight, heal my mama Shandra. Heal in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' wonderful name. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Glory to God. I feel God beginning to move. Right now, I feel God beginning to move. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come right on through, brethren. We want to pray for you tonight. Hallelujah. Precious, wonderful name. God, in Jesus' name. Can you come believing tonight? Can you come believing tonight? Hallelujah. Jesus said, according to your faith, so be it unto you. Father, in the wonderful name of Jesus, touch this little one tonight. In the wonderful name of Jesus, and unstop these men. I feel the Holy Ghost talking. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, come right on through. Come right on through. Hallelujah. Come right on through. We lay hands on you. Hallelujah. Help us believe. Jesus said all things are possible to them that believe. Do you believe? Do you believe tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight, believe. God is here, folks. Hallelujah. God is here. Hallelujah. I feel people getting healed tonight. I feel people getting healed tonight. I feel people getting healed tonight. We prayed for a lot of people here. Numbers of times. Have you felt the touch of God? Have you felt God heal you? If you have, lift up your hands out there. Have you felt God heal you? Have you felt God touch you? Have you felt God deliver you? Do you feel the power of freedom? Do you feel the liberty of the Lord? Do you feel the yoke broken? I feel it tonight. Glory to God, I feel it tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, touch these people. May a blessing be upon these people tonight. May the yoke be broken. May every bondage be taken away. Every spirit loose these people. Name of Jesus.
And touch my soul.
Grant it, Lord.
For something.
Grant it. Hallelujah.
And grant it.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, according to your faith, Jesus said, so be it unto you. Thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Come on, folks, come on, folks, hallelujah, all things are possible to them that believe. Thou canst believe. Remember your sovereignty tonight.
Yes.
Young, old, middle aged. Doesn't matter. God looks for faith. The only thing God's looking for is faith tonight.
in the name of Jesus.